Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited, hosted by Asian Market Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Also, before we begin, we'd like to inform you that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Suraj Sonulkar from Asian Market Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Rayo. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Market Securities, we welcome you all to the Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited. We have with us today Mr. P.P. Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ankit Saraiya, Director, and Shivani Chandok, VP, Strategic Initiative and Investor Relationship. I request Gupta Ji to take us through the overview of company quarterly result, and then we begin with the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Suraj. Very good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for joining us to discuss Techno Electric's financial results for the quarter and the half-year ended 30th September 2025. Before we begin, a short note on forward-looking statements. Any comments on our future outlook should be read in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that affect our industry and the company. The key operational highlights of this quarter basically are a quick note on comparability. Our results are not directly comparable quarter on quarter because of the project-driven nature of our business and the seasonality of execution. H1 generally contributes 40% of the full-year revenue and H2 60%. This year, we are broadly in line with our guidelines, that is, 40% of 3,500 crore FY25 financial year 26 target. We remain on track to meet our H2 targets, supported by a robust order book and clear visibility of further opportunities in our T&D segment. Given the sustained growth in our order book over the past 2 years and a positive market outlook, we are now focused on consolidating operations to improve efficiency and scalability. Coming to data centers, I am pleased to report that the phase one of the Chennai data center was inaugurated in August 25, and the initial set of customers are being onboarded. The Gurgaon Edge data center, the first to come online under our RailTel EPC contract, has commenced commercial operations. We have also started implementation of 16 megawatt gross load data center project in Noida by RailTel. This project is under a revenue share model similar to our edge data centers. Financial updates. It gives me a great pride to share that we remain firmly on course to meet our financial year 26 targets, even though this quarter tested our entire patience on construction ecosystem. Persistent rains across key regions for our projects located in Rajasthan, Ladakh, Maharashtra, along with sector-wide hurdles including delayed site handovers, evolving customer requirements, and environmental challenges. Yet, through vigorous planning, disciplined execution, and focus on delivery and supply chain and climate change-related challenges, we not only stayed resilient but successfully achieved our quarterly goals. I will request my colleague Shivani of VPIR and strategic initiatives to take you through the financial results. Shivani, will you like to give one?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for the great start. I would now like to take you through our quarterly performance as well as the half year ended September 25 performance. So our revenue from operations for the 6 months, I'll start with the 6 months performance. So our revenue from operations stand at 1352 crores with an EBITDA of 194 crores, which is roughly 14.4% of our revenue. Our other income stands at 105 crores, PBT at 267 crores, PAT at 222 crores, which is 15% of our revenue. Our EPS for the 6 months ended September 25 stands at 21.21 rupees per share, which is a 23.6% growth over the similar period last year. For the quarter ended September 25, our revenue from operations stands at 839 crores with an EBITDA of 115 crores. The EBITDA margin on our revenue is 13.8%. Our PBT is at 144 crores with a PAT at 123 crores, giving us a PAT margin of 13.9%. Other income during the quarter stands at 47 crores, giving us an EPS now at 10.61 per share for this quarter. EPS has grown around 34.6% over the previous year quarter. With respect to our liquid investment and cash, our cash balances stand at 2600 crores, which is roughly around 225 rupees per share. Our order book remains to stand robust at 9,957 crores as at September 25. We have received order worth rupees 400 post September as of till date. Thus, we can say that we have an order book of roughly around 10,350 crores plus. With respect to L1 orders, we are currently L1 on one of the projects by Enerica at 300 crores and two by PGCL at 482 crores. So roughly 782 crores, we are L1. We have various bids in the pipeline and are confident to get additional orders for around 1500 crores in the current financial year, which includes the new data center as well as edge data center projects being built by us. This will take our total order intake for the current financial year to around 3,000 crores. Thus, we will have enough orders to keep on the growth momentum. The company has, as you are aware, the company has achieved roughly 4x of our revenue growth in the past 3 years, with only modest rise in our manpower. We are now undergoing an extensive transformation and digitization drive to be data-driven for strengthening execution and to prepare for the next growth phase. Our focus remains on timely, high-quality project delivery, maintaining a 3,500 to 500 crores of top line over the next 2 years. We continue to be selective in new orders in our focus segment while investing in upskilling our team, process efficiency, as well as continuing with our cash flow discipline to ensure sustainable and profitable growth. Now we can now focus on the data center update. For the same, I would like to hand over to Mr. Ankit Saraya.
Yeah, so as we informed, our Chennai Phase 1 was inaugurated in August 25. The first phase is of approximately 5.6 megawatts. And the total capacity of the project is 24 megawatts, which will be commissioned in phases as we continue acquiring customers. And the Gurgaon Edge Data Center under the RailTel contract has also been commissioned. And we have started onboarding customers at our Chennai and the Gurgaon facility. Early adopters in Chennai include customers from media and entertainment industry, domestic cloud service providers, and a few telecom players. At Gurgaon, RailTel has consumed about 50% of the capacity, and the remaining capacity will be used to provide private cloud and managed services, which materially increases our rack monetization almost by 3 times of pure co-location. The second edge data center in Mumbai is expected to be operational by the end of the financial year. And parallelly, we have started construction of a 16 megawatt data center in Noida under similar partnership with RailTel as for edge data center, and another 16 megawatt data center in Calcutta. In Chennai, we have also launched managed bare metal services and are receiving strong customer interest for this particular product. Our data centers, especially the Chennai data center, is natively designed for high density power delivery on per rack basis, and this we believe is a differentiated proposition for customers exploring high density computing, which is quite relevant for deployment of artificial intelligence. We are in active discussion with multiple customers who require high density computing and look forward to exploring those opportunities. Given customer migration timeline, setup requirements, and data center revenue, this year will be modest. We expect the data center vertical to contribute close to about 125 crores in top line during the financial year 27. Once the asset becomes revenue accretive, its impact will be apparent in the financials and can be analyzed at that time. Phase 1 of Chennai has been capitalized at rupees 470 crores. And further in the financial year, we expect to spend around 85 to 100 crores on our ongoing DC projects, which are under construction in Noida and Calcutta. On the outlook of the data center industry, India's data center industry is entering a phase of consolidation and maturation. According to recent report by Cushman and Wakefield, the country added approximately 160 megawatt of new capacity in last 6 months, taking the total operational capacity to around 1280 megawatt. The industry continues to operate at healthy utilization rate of 80%, reflecting sustained demand momentum. The market currently comprises around 28 active operators managing over 130 facilities, largely concentrated across 7 key metros, which is Mumbai, Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Pune, Noida, and Calcutta. Over the past 2 years, the sector has also begun expanding beyond traditional hubs with tier 2 cities such as Ahmedabad, Lucknow, Patna, Jaipur, and Chandigarh emerging as new destinations. Adding further momentum, Google's recent announcement of a multi-megawatt data center campus in Visakhapatnam signals a new phase of large-scale investments. This move is expected to attract AI-focused global hyperscalers and technology firms seeking diversified and similar high-capacity locations across India. And this possibly is the inflection point of the industry. Given Techno Electric's expanding footprint in data centers across key Indian markets, we are uniquely positioned to deliver end-to-end integrated solutions. As we transition from being primarily a developer to an operator, our focus is shifting towards high-value service-led offerings such as cloud, managed services, bare metal services, amongst others. This strategic pivot not only enhances our customer value proposition, but also drives margin expansion and positions us as a differentiator, a full-stack player in India, which is rapidly growing in a digital infrastructure landscape. To cover the transmission industry outlook, I'll hand it over to Mr. P.P. Gupta.
Yeah, India's power demand continues to surge, driven by industrial expansion, data centers, and digitization. In May 2024, the country recorded a peak demand of 250 gigawatts, the highest ever. Yet, as generation rises, especially from renewables, the real challenge is transmission, moving power reliably across regions. India grid spans 4.95 lakh circuit kilometers of lines and 1.36 million MVA of transformation capacity, with 118.7 gigawatt of international transfer capability. You can refer to CA's 4th June 2025. Still over 50 gigawatt of renewable capacity remains stranded. The lack of evacuation infrastructure is posing all these challenges. To bridge this gap, the National Electricity Plan 23-32 calls for adding 1.9 lakh circuit kilometer of new lines, 1.3 million MVA of transmission capacity, and estimated 9.1 trillion rupee investment, and which will include HVDC corridors, STATCOMs, and renewable power energy evacuations. Policy momentum is strong. The General Network Assets Amendment in August 2025 streamlines grid assets and integrates storage and hybrid projects. Updated right-of-way guidelines standardizes compensation at 30% of land value in rural areas and 60% in urban areas, reducing delays in acquiring right-of-ways. Meanwhile, the ISTS charge waiver for co-located charge storage and the 30 gigawatt hour battery storage BGM scheme strengthen project economics and enable the storage-ready grid. The grid itself is turning smarter. The CA's PMU deployment guidelines push real-time data visibility, while utilities adopt AI-based predictive maintenance, drones, and digital twins for faster, safer operations. Together, these measures mark the start of India's largest ever grid modernization. Transmission is now both the bottleneck and the backbone of the power system, crucial to unlocking renewable growth and ensuring reliability. With its strong EPC track record, disciplined bidding, and early mover into digital grid solutions, Techno Electric is well positioned to benefit from this multi-year policy-backed transmission investment cycle. Further, with the emergence of large-scale transmission projects and growing interest from long-term sovereign and infrastructure funds, we are evaluating strategic partnerships at the platform level, at the asset level, to jointly bid for TBCB projects and also expand our participation in competitive opportunities. Our segment, smart meters, as you all know, we are executing 2.5 million smart meter order book, out of which 50% stands deployed. Balance will be completed in the coming year, maybe by September 26. The company's current priority is to ensure timely completion of all ongoing projects. And given the recent pressure on margins in new tenders, we have adopted a selective bidding approach and are not pursuing additional projects at this stage, focusing instead on quality execution and operational efficiency within the existing portfolio. Our ongoing FGD projects are progressing as per schedule. However, due to policies, inconsistency, and delays in regulatory clarity, no new FGD tenders have been released in recent months. The CA has come out with new guidelines classifying locations in A, B, C category, where A category will be focused first, which are within meter. The semi-urban towns with a population of a million plus and projects within 10 kilometer range. The company continues to monitor the situation closely
and remains prepared to participate as and when new opportunities arise. None of our ongoing projects is impacted by these new guidelines. With this, I now would like that the floor be open to further detailing or anybody having any more requirement of information sharing is welcome.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yeah, you are audible, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. First question is on the guidance part. We have guided for 50 EPS for this year and 75 for next year. But just a confusion, like if I look at the continuing operation consolidated EPS for first half, it is around 18.48. So what is giving me the confidence that this figure of 18.48 will be 50 by the end of this financial year? So that is my first question.
Yeah, you see our previous year's track record. As I said, quarter on quarter is not equitably distributed, number one. Number two, first two quarters are generally not more than 40%, at which you can see our 50 rupee guidance. We are already exceeding 20 rupee plus EPS already in first two quarters. And if you see last year also, we are confident to achieve 50 plus as a EPS for the current year.
So when you mention 50 EPS, are you speaking about the standalone, including continuing plus discontinuing?
Can you repeat your question?
When you are giving the guidance of 50 EPS of 50 rupees, so are you speaking about the standalone numbers, sir?
Yeah, more or less standalone or consolidated, they are nearly same, you know, with a 0.5%, 0.5 here and there.
No, because in first quarter, if I look at, see, here are two things. One is the continuing operation, second is the discontinuing operation. So are we including the discontinuing operations as well while giving the projections?
You see, that is obligatory to include, number one, as a disclosure. But we are confident to achieve 50 of a ongoing operation. You take it that way.
So in the ongoing operations, if I look at the consolidated financial numbers that you released, for first half, we have done 18.48 EPS.
Yeah, you can take that 18 and a half and it will be 50 by the year end.
Got it. And secondly, with the tax part, sir, I'm not able to understand the fluctuations in the tax rate. So can you put some color, like spend some minutes, maybe the CFO, in explaining like how the taxation is working for Techno Electric, sir?
No, taxation is very normal. As per the rules, last time also I guided, you take on an average, in our case, tax applicability at 20%.
20% will be the tax rate for this year. That's what you are saying.
Applicable on our pre-tax income, which includes other income also. What gets exempted is our dividend income. Dividend we earn as the other income and dividend payout. Both stands exempted. So on the actual bottom line, you pay tax at 25%.
Understood.
And then bit of adjustment on depreciation as
I said. Understood. So going ahead, for full year basis, it will be the uniform 20% rate will be. That's
you what can get a thumb norm of 20%.
Okay. And regarding the order inflow, sir, earlier, as far as I remember, we were targeting around 3500 crore order inflow for this year. And now I think in the opening remarks, you have mentioned like we will be getting 3000 crore. So are you people witnessing any kind of weakness in the order inflow in the industry?
Not at all. Question is, we have sufficient business in hand. Want to have more juicy business? 3000 or 3500 is hardly a, it's only a number at the end of the day. Maybe we end up more than 3500 also. But just as a conservative approach we have, we only guided you 3000 to 3500, you may take it. Or maybe it goes to 4000. The more issue is execution today in the given challenges of supply chain, and the climate change, readiness of the grounds to deploy facilities, enabling these challenges are more than the capability to deploy them.
So the execution, so you are doing very good. The thing is only the margins. So what is your guidance for H2 margins, sir?
We have always maintained 13% to 14% on an average and maybe a little more, depending on the mix of the job. So you can work on a guidance of about 14%, 13.5% to 14%.
Got it. And lastly, on the data center part, Mumbai data center is further getting delayed. Like earlier we were speaking about December, now we are speaking about the end of financial year. And secondly, from Chennai data center also, the revenue is getting delayed as far as I am understanding. So how do you people look at it, like still we are maintaining the EPS target for FY27, or that will further revise downwards?
Ankit, would you like to answer this question?
Yeah, so Bombay data center, you know, as far as the schedule is concerned, we are still targeting it to be completed by financial year end. We were earlier targeting it to be completed by December end, but because of delay in handover of land for a particular facility, the target has shifted. And regarding the revenue is concerned, you know, we are pretty much on target as far as Chennai is concerned, and we are confident that we'll possibly be able to deliver better than what is visible in the industry across. And anyways, those revenues don't have an impact on the EPS of FY27 because we maintain that whatever EPS that we've spoken about till date is without consolidating the data center numbers.
So one thing I need a clarification again, like also sir has mentioned, he has clarified like 18 consolidated from continuing operation will get near to 50. But when you say we will be consolidating data center operations, so are we currently consolidating any cost related to data center in our consolidated financial results, sir?
Yeah, in consolidation we have to do, but there is no financial impact considered what we are projecting to the market. 50 is purely out of the conventional business, ongoing business. As a EPS. This year we are not factoring any EPS contribution from data center. It is only value accretive business for us as far as the current year is concerned. But next year some EPS may happen out of it, which we have yet not accounted for.
Got it. And lastly, one thing, sir, we requested for visiting for our NCR data center, but we did not get a response to our email, sir. So can you connect us with the right people, like to whom or to which ID we have to request it?
Ankit?
Yeah, sure. So we'll connect with you once we have the database of joinees today. We'll specifically connect with you and we'll arrange for a visit.
Okay, sir, that's fine. And all the best for the future, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, how is the smart meter business going on? whatever investment in funding is required, how we arrange the funds in future? That is my question.
You see, we are, as you know, we are generally debt-averse company. Presently, we are all funding it with our own resources, which we raised through the QIP. And we trust we will be able to meet obligation of 2.5 million meters of the ongoing job out of our internal resources.
Okay. And when our work will be many more multifold, then how we arrange the fund?
Look, we will explore at that time whether we leverage it by borrowing or maybe monetizing the commissioned assets, some of them. We have not applied mine because at the moment focus is 2.5 million meters job in hand,
right,
and to be completed by September 26.
Understand, but I hope definitely in past you did well, so this you also well manage well. Sir, in data center, how much investment we did in Chennai?
Ankit, would you like to answer?
Yeah, the investment made in Chennai is approximately 450 to 470 crores.
450 to 470 crore. And what is expectation for financial year 27 top line?
It will contribute anywhere around 125 crores.
And what is the bottom line here?
I would take it at approximately 55 to 60%.
55 to 60%. Thank you very much, Ankit and Gupta ji.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving the opportunity and congratulations on continued strong execution. Sir, first question was again related to the order inflows. So you partially answered it, but just wanted to understand it a little bit more. So I think our order book has stayed constant at around 10,000 crore for many quarters now. So one way to look at it is that we are proactively only not taking much orders because, you know, there is a limit to how we can execute these orders. And the other thing could be that there is some slowdown in terms of ordering because we are seeing government not prioritizing infra power and all these areas. In general, you know, the kind of orders that we were witnessing 2-3 years back, right now we are not able to sort of see that growth. So if you can throw some more light, I mean, through your answer, I came to understand that maybe once we receive, we reach 5,000 odd crore top line next year, we will have to again get aggressive about getting new orders if we were to grow from that level. So which of these scenarios is playing out, sir, if you can explain? Thank you, sir.
Sir, look, these are all the perceptions and realities are very different. Look, sir, the issue is basically deployment. Somebody wins a concession, he has to deploy assets, he has to acquire right-of-way and land parcels. And that is not easy in India, given the challenges on the ground. And that is what I was sharing with you. Now, booking the order, you can have, you are a preferred supplier or a vendor to Power Grid, Adani, Sterlite, Ingrid, or anybody. To affect as far as station is concerned. The question is, you can pile up any amount of number as an order. What I am talking to you is an executable business, you know. And that is more than sufficient for next 2 years for us at the moment. So we want to discuss business with you which is executable. Something, business as an order and still not visibility of execution is merely a number. That has no value to you and me as a company. So please don't get confused. It's a long story in this market. Renewables is still a beginning, I will say. The whole ecosystem has to go through energy transition. And unless there is a proper grid, none of these projects are going to be successful. The present hindrance in the whole value chain in renewable energy is not renewable energy deployment or generation, but the grid. The grid is not available. Feeders are not available. They are not being made ready in time. So that is the challenge country is facing at a overall level. So it's a small story. We want juicy business. We want quality business. A business which can happen in time. And we can make good bottom line out of it.
So, sir, so on that, sir, basically, let's say in the second half of next financial year, we would have made another 7.5 thousand crore revenues from the current order book. So I think at that, so basically the way I'm understanding is that if we have to grow 15-20% FY28 onwards, we can always get more orders. Right now we are not taking as much because we can't execute if we take more.
Dear, I think you have not studied our 3 years track record. This one quarter performance of this company is equivalent to whole year performance of 23. Please look in that. We mentioned in our presentation, in last 3 years we have grown 4 times. So it means what we in one quarter now, 3 years back we were doing in whole year. So we are growing by more less than 40-50% a year, year on year, year on year. So kindly don't classify generally and generically. That is not old goods for us. So, and we are a man-based industry, not something which is a machine-based industry, like structure or like any other manufacturing transformer reactors. I can create capacity and harness it. We have to execute by the very manpower we deploy at different pockets of India. So you don't have an unlimited capacity. You need a lot of discipline, integrity, lot of processes and controls behind it. So it is it has its own ecosystem behind it. And we will continue to grow at 40% per annum, at least for next 2 years, visibly. Then we have to get into a consolidation phase also to sustain that momentum. In our industry, why techno is better than others? Because we believe in contract closing more than contract begging as an order book. Closing and realizing cash is more important to us. Remaining debt-free is more important to us. Serving our obligation to our stakeholders is more valued in our company.
Understood, sir. Sir, that is well understood. Thank you for providing the clarification. Sir, one more question was related to this data center. So now we have seen some record-breaking numbers being announced by the big companies in the US to set up data center, for example, in Andhra Pradesh. So is there an opportunity for us to be preferred sort of a EPC player as they build out these data centers, or do we see that initially when they build it out, they will bring their existing partners in other geographies? How do we assess this sort of an opportunity?
Ankit, would you like to reply?
Yeah. You see, let me put it this way, that any company announcing an investment of close to $15 billion in a single location is almost like developing a city in itself. And everyone who has been part of the industry, whether as an EPC or an equipment manufacturer or a developer themselves, the rewards of such an investment percolate to each and every person sitting in the industry. But I would look at it from a much larger perspective, that this is the first investment that has been announced of this scale and may not be the largest globally as well. But for India, it's quite significant. But what it does is it opens floodgates to many such more announcements to come, because we've catched the attention of the globe. So today it is Google, and tomorrow it will be OpenAI, and going forward it will be many others. And somewhere or the other, the company stands to benefit from this kind of capital getting deployed in the industry. And it's very difficult to today pinpoint at whether that benefit will trickle down to us as an EPC, whether as an operator, or how. But we can just think of where the industry is going. If a single player is announcing an investment of $15 billion, and even if, let's say, four more players announce it, we are talking about a number close to $70 to $80 billion to be invested, just on large-scale data centers. Rest is yet to come. So it's a beginning, and it's a significant announcement for the industry. And let me say, this is just the beginning of what we are seeing. And if we follow announcements in US and Middle East and other parts of the globe, we are still to catch up to those sizes.
You see, further, you kindly note the most exciting part is the power and data centers are today two sides of the same coin. So if 15 billion is happening as an investment, 5 billion will be on power infra if it is not on data centers and data infra. So for techno, there will always be a good chunk of work, either as a power infra or as a data center. So we are in a very sweet spot as a capability in India in this space.
Okay. And sir, finally, I think in one of the previous calls you had mentioned that when it comes to renewable, the transmission requirement is almost four times of that of thermal. So given that, sir, do you see that as an industry we have enough supply side, scale to match up to the kind of requirement that would be required here? And at Techno, sir, how are we sort of increasing our own capability to be able to cater to that massive transmission side demand?
You see, by now it should be very clear to you what Techno Electric is good at and what it stands for. We are a zero manufacturing company. We only deploy facilities. So definitely we work in a partnership with the supply chain people. They are definitely at the moment also stretched, and they are booked heavily at the moment because of this very deployment of renewable power capacity, which is going at a rate of no less than 50 gigawatt a year now in the country. So, but simultaneously more capacity is also being planned and added by the very manufacturers. So at the moment, if you ask me, supply chain is definitely a bit constrained in some products. But Techno, having a presence in this sector for the last four decades and relationship with all these suppliers, gets us a kind of a edge over many other new players. So we are by and large able to manage our facilities here and there in time. Otherwise, how will we complete a project today in 9-10 months? In Chikar or Dosa or Khavda and many other locations, which we earlier used to do in no less than 2.5 to 3 years. So there are time pressure. Compression is happening in the schedules, and inputs are being arranged in time.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the transmission pipeline. I think, is it fair to expect that the H2 and beyond H2 in FY27, the opportunity size remains sizable because the bidding for F24 and F25 for transmission were too high, and most of these projects haven't seen the tendering as of now. Is it a fair assumption?
I will say mixed. It is picking up, yes, because of Pakistan war or other priorities of the government. In between, things were a bit astray, but it is back on track now. Every week, one or other concession is being settled or fixed. So I see things are being on track now, and the government will be able to meet its obligations for the year.
So my question was more on the tendering activity, sir. Tendering from the power grid, tendering from the private IPPs. Are you seeing those opportunities multiplying?
Absolutely, sir.
Those guys are already sitting a large order book, right? Be it Adani, be it the power grid, both are very large project pipeline. So do you think that those pipelines will get awarded, and there will be higher opportunity for us as we enter the H2 and F27? Yeah, that's all the questions,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Mohit, you are perfectly right. We are in discussions with them, and we are already L1 in many tenders with Power Grid, but they generally don't announce it these days till they have fixed their own issues with the, I will say, with the grid coordinators, or they have acquired the SPV by then. So we are working in close coordination with Adani, Sterlite, as well as Power Grid, who are the larger stakeholders in this sector, and who are good at delivering projects. Because more important was also is where you can do a project timely. That is very important in our sector.
And so on the smart meter side, of course, there no bit has happened in last couple of years. But I think the Tamil Nadu, there's a bit which is likely to open. Then there is a bit in Delhi which is likely to open, right? And there's a Punjab. So are we looking at those bits, or these are not, they're not comfortable with these geographies?
Look, at the moment, the kind of aggressiveness we are seeing with the other bidders, we are definitely not comfortable at the rates quoted by others. Definitely, Punjab and Tamil Nadu are not the preferred location for political reasons. And Tamil Nadu is anyway going for an election now, shortly. So I don't think this will happen so soon. Punjab, it may happen, I am not sure. But at the moment, our focus is limited to 2.5 million meters completion and seeing satisfactory in operation.
And on the data center, on Chennai data center, sir, have you started leasing out, renting out? Have you started booking the rental income now, or do you think it will start from after this fiscal year?
Our first revenue from Chennai data center from the month of November onwards.
Okay, understood. Have you leased out the entire thing, or still some part is pending?
No, we have leased out about, you can say, close to about half a megawatt. And today we are yet to lease out the remaining capacity. Having said that, we are in discussion with a couple of discussions ongoing, which are seeming promising to lease out larger capacity.
Is it fair to expect that the entire capacity will get tied up in the next 6 months?
Yeah, you can say that.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we move to the next question, we'd like to request participants to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from Nikunj Banashali from Kosh Wealth Management. Please go ahead. Nikunj Banushali, you may go ahead with the question. There seems to be no response from the line of Nikunj Bhanushali. We'll move to the next question. The next question is from Ashwin Patil from Intelligent Prosperity Solutions. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I had one clarification on the other income line item. Is it largely driven by interest income, subsidies, treasury gains, or any one of the two? And going forward, should we assume this run rate to be stable, or is it likely to fluctuate? Thank you.
No, we showed you in the beginning of the year, the income will be like of the last year. It will be plus minus 150 crore. It is like a treasury income to us. Also, it's a form of dividends and short-term capital gains. And somewhat out of the interest income from the bonds, the money parked in bonds, at least AA plus or AAA credit. So it will be around 150 CR for 9 months.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Shrey Gandhi from CR Kothari & Son Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is regarding the data center unit economics. If you could give details about the interest and depreciation which we will see, and how we plan to fund the CapEx.
So currently, we are funding the CapEx for data center through internal accruals. And for some time more, we will continue to fund it through internal accrual, and that would be the plan for at least the next year or two. And regarding the unit economics, as we've spoken about it earlier in our con calls as well, that we can expect a top line of close to around 8 crores per megawatt and a margin of around 75% odd.
And depreciation, it will be depreciable over 10 years period, if I'm not wrong. You mentioned in the last call.
Yeah, it will be depreciable over, I think, it will on an average come to 15 years.
15 years, okay. And this EBITDA margin is including the power cost, or it will be, the power cost will be a pass-through, so we don't have any effect on our margins?
Power cost will be a pass-through in most cases. And in case it is not a pass-through, then obviously it will have an impact on the margin because it will add to the top line and expense on absolute basis.
So, okay, and my next question is regarding the Chennai data center that we are planning it to commission in phases. So if, like you mentioned in last call, or maybe last to last, that you are planning 6 months, in every 6 months you are planning 6 megawatt installations. So are we still planning that, and what kind of capex are we looking for next 2 years?
I think in terms of Chennai, we will start our phase two in the calendar year 26, and on every phase we can expect an investment of close to around 225 to 250 CR going forward on total. It may not be the annual capex, but the total capex for each phase would be around 225 to 250 CR.
Okay, and my second question is regarding the other financial assets which we have currently. So what comprises of other financial assets? Like, it has increased so much in this quarter. If you can give a light on that.
No, they are generally, you have to create a category called AS7, and those are largely the unbuilt assets belonging to your smart meters, because the concession is of a long-term 10-year nature there. It can also comprise of certain work in progress of the ongoing projects. but it has not gone up. It is, it remains at around 1,000 to 1,100 crore as it was in the first quarter or year closing also. So it is more or less same. It will remain in that range only.
Okay, and my last question is regarding our plan to fund $1 billion in data center. So how are we planning the debt equity mix in the longer time frame?
You can take, so obviously at some point of time, we will look at an equity partner and hopefully a strategic partner, but having come so ahead in the industry and now reaching a point where we are building more products and services to be served out of our data center itself, we would like to, you know, mature out our own selves over the next 18 to 24 months before we seek an equity partner. While that is on the equity side, I can say that in industry on an average, we'll see a debt of close to around 55% and an equity of 45%. That is where the industry average will lie.
Okay. And this is a small thing. The EPC is 40 to 45% post price years.
We'll move to the next question. The next question is from CA Garvit Goyal from Envis Analytics. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Just one question on the working capital side. In the consolidated cash flow statement, there is one line item, other assets. That is basically reducing our cash flow from operating activities significantly. So I just want the outlook on a full year basis, like how our cash flow from operating activities are likely to be at the end of March 26.
It will be at the same level. Some will get filled out, new one will come in, but the number will remain more or less same.
No, sir, speaking about the cash flow from operating activities, so are you saying like same level? What do you mean by same level, sir?
Yeah, if you see the cash flow, we have capitalized our data center in September end, and in advance of about 400 crore was pending to be paid by the subsidiary, which was paid out in October 15th. So it is only a interest correction. If you correct by that, you will find that book debts come to the same old level, 750 crore.
Okay, maybe I will take that offline. I'm not able to understand it right now. Okay, that's fine. And lastly, on FY27, when we say we will be excluding data center business guidance from the total EPS guidance of 75, is it that in FY27, maybe the first year of its operation, are we expecting a negative PAT or negative bottom line from the data center operation?
We have not yet worked out here that kind of details, but I don't want to be speculative in this conversation. We'll talk about it when we are closer to the situation in around Q4 discussions of the current year.
Understood. And so recently there is a news regarding some renewable energy projects that didn't find any PPA or PPA agreement. So these projects are basically rejected. So how do you see the impact of this thing happening on the overall renewable energy adoption in India?
That is what I am saying. Mr. Goyal, you have asked this question as a first opener of the questionnaire. That the industry in renewable power is today stranded because of the evacuation not being in place, feeders being not in place, transmission being not in place. The PPAs are not getting signed because of that. Unless any renewable power asset gets a connectivity, do you think it is a bankable proposition or a marketable proposition? That is the challenge industry is facing today. that the transmission is a laggard in the value chain over generation. So these issues, since we are not planning the sector seamlessly, right from the location of the generation assets, the deployment of the generation assets, and then matching it with the transmission facility in the nearby area, and then the power flowing out to some distribution company or to industry, this will all, some mismatch will always happen with the time. And it has started, it is only a beginning. So maybe presently this may get covered up by the energy storage solution. As much the grid needs the energy storage also. So these issues are linked to our deployment inadequacies as a planning process.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments.
Yeah. May I? Thank you very much for joining to us today and for your continued trust in Techno Electric. The energy landscape around us is evolving rapidly, and we stand ready to lead with innovation, discipline, and purpose, from strengthening India's transmission backbone to building intelligent data center infrastructure. Our focus remains clearer to create lasting value through responsible growth. We believe progress is not about pace, but about purpose. Choosing the right opportunities, executing with excellence, and growing with integrity, with a strong foundation and a focused vision, Techno Electric is poised to power India's next phase of transformation. And I would like to thank you once again for your confidence and continued partnership. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. With that, we conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.